Good morning. It's also World Book Day today as well.
Yeah, pupils across East Anglia are going to school dressed as their favourite book characters. What we thought would be nice to do would be to visit a class of young children to read them the story of the Gruffalo for World Book Day. So after the show yesterday, off we went to Norwich High School.
Yeah, there was loads of kids there sitting eagerly on the carpet like kids do when you're at school on the carpet. I used to like that.
Me too.
Waiting to listen for a book. They were very excited to hear the Gruffalo. But then something really terrible happened, didn't it, producer Nick?
Yes, it did. A month ago, it was Pancake Day, and you two thought it would be hilarious to dress me up as a lemon and send me to my hometown to hand out lemons.
That was funny. It was hilarious, and everyone laughed. What's your problem?
Yeah, but I'm like an elephant, and I don't forget these things.
Okay.
So I thought it was time for revenge. Well, I gave you the Gruffalo.
Yeah, good book.
Great book.
And I waited till you sat down in front of all those children, 5 and 6-year-olds, and I didn't tell you that I'd taken most of the pages out.
No, you didn't tell us.
No, so all we had was the first page. Have a listen.
A mouse took a stroll through the deep, dark wood. A fox saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good. Walk further into the deep, dark wood and discover what happens when the quick-thinking mouse comes face to face with an owl, a snake, and a hungry Gruffalo.
Oh. seriously?
That actually really happened. The horrifying moment when we realised that evil producer Nick had ripped all the pages out. So there we were in front of a whole class of children. They were so excited to hear the Gruffalo and we had no story.
So we had to make up our own version. Oh, man. Keep listening to find out what happened next. It's pretty embarrassing. We'll do it after Travel. And Robbie next.
And if you just tuned in, it's also World Book Day. Dave and I went to Norwich High School yesterday to read the story of the Gruffalo, which is very popular, to some of the 5 and 6-year-olds there. But producer Nick has stitched us right up.
I wanted revenge for you dressing me as a lemon on Pancake Day. So what I did is I secretly took out all the pages of the Gruffalo apart from the first one.
All we knew about the Gruffalo was what was written on the first page. There was a mouse that was going to walk through the wood on its travels. It would meet a snake, an owl and a Gruffalo. That is literally all we knew. The rest of it, we had to make up. Here's what happened from the very moment we realised there were no more pages in the book.
Oh. seriously? The Gruffalo was really hungry.
Hello, little mouse. I'm really hungry.
Oh, you don't eat me. How about eating a big snake? They're better for you than mouses.
The Gruffalo had to search through the woods.
And eventually, he came to a river.
But can the Gruffalo swim?
No.
Oh, no. What's the Gruffalo going to do, Dave?
So Gruffalo grew some wings.
They're magic.
Yeah.
No, they are.
They're not magic.
This one is. The special Gruffalo in this book grew some wings. So he flew. What was he though? Over the river, yes. He flew over the river to find a snake, but then there was no snakes.
But then he came across a gate, and there was a witch at the gate, and she said, you'll need to know the spell in order to get through the gate. Does anyone know the spell?
No.
I'll teach you it. It goes, agadoo, push pineapple, shake the tree. Agadoo, do, do.
Oh, okay. And the witch by this time was quite bored of the spell. So she said, come in, it's fine.
Keep listening to find out how the story ends next.
I came here with a broken heart.
8:27, it's Heart Breakfast. Dave and Heidi, Thursday morning, also World Book Day today.
Yeah, Dave and I went to Norwich High School yesterday to read the story of the Gruffalo to a class of 5-year-olds. But producer Nick had stitched us up.
Nick, tell everyone what you did.
What I did was, I took out the pages from the Gruffalo.
Apart from the first page, that's all we had. I don't even know the story.
No, I've never read it before either, funnily enough. So we were forced to make up our own version of the Gruffalo. And the story so far is, the Gruffalo was hungry. He went to look for a snake to eat. Somehow, he ended up at a witch's house. You're about to find out what happened next, but make sure you listen out for the very tedious introduction of a new character, the owl. If you know the story, you'll know there's an owl in the real version. So we knew we had to write one in somehow.
Ruffalo, he was feeling very sleepy again, so he left the witch and said, "Goodbye, witch." And the witch cackled back, a bit like Heidi, "Goodbye, Gruffalo." And then he left and went for a little walk to try and find the snake.
Luckily, in the next field, there was some really long grass. And what did he find, Dave?
The Gruffalo found the owl. The owl then said, maybe you should look in the sand for the snake.
Did you think of that?
Yeah.
Sand snake.
He's a sand snake, that's right. And I feel the story's coming to an end very soon.
It's coming to an end. So now he's found the snake, what's he going to do?
You tell us, Heidi.
The Gruffalo says, "Hello, Mr. Snake. I'm so glad I found you because I really want you to come to my house and have a cup of tea. Does that sound like a good idea?"
No.
No? Does the Gruffalo like to eat snake for tea? Sad times in the story of the Gruffalo.
But luckily for the snake, the Gruffalo was feeling very sleepy. Oh, sleepy Gruffalo. And the Gruffalo went to sleep. And the snake thought to himself, "I'm going to slither away like a slithery snake." And the snake slithered off.
And lived happily ever after.
Yeah.
Those poor children.
Best snake impression ever.
And the snake slithered away. That's how snakes speak, you know. They speak a little bit like this. Moral of the story, Heidi?
Yeah, you should never go home with a Gruffalo.
That's right.
That's the moral. Yeah.
Heart travel. With Thurlow Nunn Vauxhall.